Vegan equals true human.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visite suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Rancangan kami menawarkan banyak bahasa. Sila kunjungi suprememastertv.com/katabanschedule.
They cannot see God, so they have to grab on anything they can see. Any statues of the past saints, any written past teachings of the saints, they worship it, they pray to it. And sometimes it works if they are very sincere. Then, of course, the angels, the saints, the sages are never far away. They have what they can, according to their karma.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alasis, also known as Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Tanisahanda Bairtab means pleased to meet you in Buryat. My name is Andrei. The friendly citizens of Buryatia praise your dedication and hard work to bring peace and goodwill to this world. In Russia's eastern Siberia is the Republic of Buryatia. Curving along the crescent shape of the vast Lake Baikal, Buryatia's land consists of mountains, plateaus, and forests that are richly abundant with animals, such as moose, bears, lynx, mountain goats, and reindeer. As a culture that shares her heritage with the present-day Mongolian people, Buryatias also share customs like the traditional gerhom and the reverence for nature. The crystal clear Lake Baikal, its unique freshwater seals, and its surrounding mountains are all considered sacred. Buryatia's capital Ulan-Ude contains both historic and architecturally distinctive buildings like Buryat Opera and Ballet Theatre. Just outside the capital is the Ulan-Ude Ethnographic Museum, containing 40 architectural monuments that give glimpses into both past and present Buryat ways of life. Two large Buddhist temples are also prominent, the Rinpoche Baksha Datsang and the Ivolga Datsang, whose grounds are home to Russia's first Buddhist university. Among the many talented Buryat people is sculptor Dashi Namdakov and his immense bronze sculptures that combine mythical greatness with beauty and depth of feeling. Dashi's work has been exhibited internationally, with one of his most famous being a heroic depiction of the great king of the Mongols, Genghis Khan. It was a blessing to share a glimpse of beloved Buryatia with you, compassionate viewers. May all your loved ones be blessed and protected in divine grace. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Kuan Yin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Kuan Yin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped, world-honored One Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher Lao Tzu, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Gusi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, an honorary citizen of the United States, etc., and has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving, plant-based diet and envisions, with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we are aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. In another conference on Thursday, April 15, 2021, our most beloved Supreme Master Qinghai spent precious time to share her love and wisdom, answering some questions that members had on various topics. Today, we are blessed to present the insightful conference entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 10 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English on April 15th, 2021.
The former Za people, they worship past masters, like in Taoism and in Confucianism and in Buddhism, you know, like that. Yiquan Tao is also from Buddhists. They worship the Qigong Hofo, they call him. Qigong Hofo meaning the living Qigong, the living Buddha. They say that every day, but they don't realize that Qigong Buddha is gone already. Not a living Buddha anymore. It's better they seek the living Buddha, living master. Yeah, sometimes people are very funny, you know? Yeah. They forget. Just like in Sikhism, they worship the teaching of the masters in the form of the Granth Sahib. All the teachings of all the great masters are written in there. That is wonderful to worship, fine. But in there it says you should seek living master also. But they did not see that, did not realize that. So they just worship the teaching of the masters in that book every day. That book is holy for them. Of course, it's good. Then in the book, it tells you to do good things and all that. But the main point is to look for the master so that you can hear the shaft. Means the heavenly music. Shaft means the sound. And see the light through a living master. It's stated in that Granth Sahib, big Bible of the Sikh. But how many people realize that? Just like in the Bible, it says, don't be with the meat eater and wine drinker even, not to talk about eat meat and drink wine yourself. But how many people follow that? They read it every day. The priests know all about it, and they go to the church every Sunday. But how many people follow that advice? You see what I'm saying now?
Yes.
In India, they also worship many deities, and they worship also animals. They worship even snakes, and mice. Yeah. There are temples built for snakes. There are temples built for mice. And people go there and eat and drink together with the mice and wish to be born as a mouse. Some people go and offer milk and flour and all that for the mice to eat. And the people, the followers, go there and drink the milk for the mice together in the same bowl. Whatever the mice already drank, they also drink it, hoping to have blessing from the mice. And eat the mice's leftover, hoping also to be born as a mouse. And some worship cows also, of course, living cows. If you go to India, you see what I'm saying is true. And you don't have to. Maybe you read some books and they write about it, okay? And
documentary films.
I'm telling you the truth. You believe me or not?
Yes, Master.
Uh-huh. And you go there and see people worship the mice. And the cow. Of course, the cow we can understand, because in India before, you know, they have only cow milk. Cow milk for babies, for the sick people, and for making medicine, for making cheese and butter and all that for them. All these centuries and thousands of lifetimes. So they are appreciative to the cow. I mean, most Indian people, not all of them, not all of them. Some of them eat them also because of influence of other religions. Like that. It's even so bad that the government made a law nowadays in some states in India, made laws to forbid people to harm or hurt the cow or kill the cow, anything. In some places, if you kill the cow, you go to jail for life even. I like that. I like that. Because the cows are harmless. He eats only grass or leftover garbage, you know? Yeah, they don't do any harm to anybody. They are very, very docile. Now you are happy with my answer, yeah?
Yes, thank you,
any
Master.
Any more doubts, any more other questions spring from that?
I just wondering, because the culture like to pray for study, you know, pray for prosperity. It's the, they like to pray for some deity about those things, mundane things.
Well, if it helps them, because for some people, God is too far-fetched. Yes, the teaching of the saints and all that, they think they cannot do it. They cannot follow because they are just ordinary person, you know, they are just an ignorant beings, and they look down upon themselves because they don't see the Buddha nature in themselves. There's no master who can open their wisdom eye, let them see that they are great beings within themselves, within this physical body. Even though the Bible says that you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells within you, or God is within you, Buddha nature you have. But saying, believing is another thing. People have been poisoned for too long. They have no more self-confidence. They have no more trust in anything that they don't understand or don't see. Only the Master can make them see. And only if they are even up to it yet, because the masters, mostly they are compassionate. They just give everyone a chance. But not all of them, even initiated people, would understand that much. But if they continue practicing and being faithful, then, of course, sooner or later, they will also catch up with those who can see immediately, or who have a strong faith. Like Jesus said, blessed are those who don't see but believe. Because for them is the kingdom of God. Yes. Okay, now we are in this difficult world, very hard world, and we influence each other as a big dying tub. So if one person says, oh, the local God is very, very, very responsive. If you pray to him, you bring some gift to him, then tomorrow whatever you ask will come true. It might come true, it might not. The small God maybe can help you a little bit. But it could be also your karma. that change for the lucky tide now. You see, just like the tide in the ocean, it ebbs and flows. In this world, you have to know, my love, it's so difficult for ordinary people out there to earn a living, to marry off her daughter, to cure his grandparents' sickness, to minimize the suffering of their relatives and friends due to disease or trouble. So they don't see God. They cannot see God. So they have to grab on anything they can see. Any statues of the past saints, any written past teachings of the saints. They worship it, they pray to it. And sometimes it works if they are very sincere. Then, of course, the angels, the saints, the sages are never far away. They help what they can according to their karma. If their karma is about this much good, they add on more to make their wish come true. Then they begin to believe more. Next time they ask the same book of the teaching of the saint, or next time they come back to the same local deity to bring more apple or whatever they bring. Or they worship some ghosts or some demons that they don't see around them, just to help to bless them or to minimize their trouble, or at least don't cause them more trouble. And it works, then they do again and again and again. And then they spread it out to the neighbors, to their children, to their family, their friends who do the same. Do you understand now?
Yes.
Because this life is too hard to earn a living, to stay sane, to be above poverty, or even just to have enough food. 2-3 meals a day. Sometimes people have only one meal every day, not because they are monks or nuns, just because they don't have the fortune to afford 2 meals or 3 meals. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Some don't even know if tomorrow they even have one meal. This world is so hard, and once you lost something, you lost everything else. In many countries, you know that, a lot of homeless people, because they just lost their job, or they've just been so ill that they spend all their savings, and they cannot get up to catch up again to the former lifestyle or the former standard of life that they had. And they became homeless. They're begging on the street. Everybody's afraid of that situation. They don't want that to happen to them. So they pray here, pray there, they go worship this and worship that, just in case it works. Because they don't know what else to do. Do you understand now?
Yes, ma'am.
So we cannot even look down upon them also. We also cannot feel disrespectful for this kind of activities and worship. For most people, that's the only comfort they have. At least it comforts them. Give them hope.
Yes.
Give them hope that maybe the deity will help, will bless, and will make trouble less or make the trouble disappear. Give them hope. Because in this life, hope is the best human can have in daily life, dealing with all kinds of trouble, difficulties. Even if you have a job, it doesn't mean heaven. Because you have the boss, the big boss on top, pushing for production. The lower boss between, you know, kicking you to be faster, to work harder. Even if you are sick that day, even you are in trouble with your wife or in trouble with your children, you still need to work. And if you are in front of the public, like the news readers, the journalists, the reporters, you have to smile no matter what. If you are an actress, an actor, you have to make people happy in your role. You cannot remember your trouble. Even if you remember, you cannot act on it. This life is so hard, so hard. We are lucky. We don't know that life. But imagine if it's you. You know, you work in a very hard, competitive, sometimes toxic atmosphere just to earn a living, and still not sure if you can continue to do your job. Sometimes you just lose your job like that for no reason or very little reason, because you're powerless and you need that job for yourself, for your family, to have a dignified life. It's very, very hard. So people just worship anything, pray to anything. It's like that. The same with the people Israel at that time when Moses was leading them in the desert. It's a very short distance from Egypt to Israel, to Jerusalem. But somehow they run around or lost themselves in the deserts for 40-something years. You understand now? And before that, they believed that God gave them a promised land, Israel. They believed that God gave them that promised land. After Egypt, they will find that land, quickly settle down and have their life back. But they were lost in the desert for 40-some years, and they were desperate. Yes, even though they had Moses and all that, who strongly believed in God because of his own experience, direct contact with God or through the Master on Mount Sinai. But still, how many people can hang on to Moses' faith without having the experience themselves? Maybe some people followed Moses and were initiated and also had some experiences like him. But not everybody have good experiences. The direct contact like that with the light and the sound. And not everybody can believe anything that they don't see. So for 40 years plus, they wander around in the desert. Imagine how hard a life that was.
Gifted viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled The Ten Commandments and Moses and the Ants, Part 10 of 13, on Between Master and Disciples. Coming up next is Selections from Critique of Pure Reason by Immanuel Kant, Transcendental Doctrine of Elements of Space, Part 1 of 2, on Words of Wisdom right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May Buddha bless you and guide you to the path of spiritual truth.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.
Be a hero. Be vegan. Save the world.